The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking in on your good vibes.
Yes, we are. How's everybody doing?
How you doing?
I hope everyone's doing great, because I'm doing great for right now.
For now.
That's going to change in 5 minutes. I'll tell you that much.
That's not the attitude we want.
I just know it to be true, but these things happen. Jeez.
Breezy's referring to the crippling anxiety she has right now due to Election Day being today. Anyone
Absolutely.
Else?
Absolutely.
Anyone else?
I talked to my parents about it last night and my girlfriend, and they're like, hey, there's nothing we can do. You just got to do your thing. I'm like, I don't like that answer.
No, you don't.
I don't like that answer whatsoever.
Sometimes, Breeze, there's nothing you can do, and that's why you just got to be easy.
But I can't. Oh,
yeah, I'm breezy, so I'm like a Sunday morning. I'm breezy on Election Day.
So I'm going home this afternoon to vote, because you can't, you know,
get it done.
My address is Ontario County, so I gotta go down to Ontario County. But I act like it's like so far away. It's literally one county over. But let's get to some other people's vibes, shall we? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. I'm thinking hot tub and relaxing today. No kids, no darts tonight. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah. Get in that hot tub, Amy. Don't get anything stuck in the filter.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, I couldn't use the hot tub if it was above 70 degrees outside. I couldn't do it. In the middle of winter, count me in. Summertime? No, thank you.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But it is very real. I mean, being anywhere hot. Hot tub, sauna, steam room. Like,
yeah,
just it relaxes the muscles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really does. You know, I just keep getting all these calls from Walgreens.
For what?
Because they're saying I have photos to pick up.
Of what?
I'm not sure, because honestly, I don't.
They're probably additional copies that they had.
No, they're probably the ones they made.
Yeah, you don't need
that I already picked up 3 years ago, and they're like, we're closing. I'm like, yeah.
Come get them.
You can keep them. So that's strange. Who else is in their good vibes? Please share with us. We have our boy, Jerry.
Jerry.
This might be Jerry from Pontillo's, which I had last night.
If
delicious.
If so, Jerry Bear is... He's turning the ovens on early, is he not?
Sure is. And then last but simply not least, we have Linda. Linda says, I'm in my good vibes today, and I just want to remind everybody to get out and vote.
Do your civil duty. Thank you for reminding everyone of that, Linda. We appreciate that.
Amy's back. She says, it's 60 out, LOL, and absolutely refreshing.
She's in it right now.
Only thing... I'm not gonna keep reading that. Okay. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Very inappropriate. How are you?
Pretty good. I was excited to pick up my new car yesterday, and I didn't get around to it, so I got to do it tomorrow instead. Because, you know, it's an exciting purchase.
Yeah.
It's brand new. Yeah, so I got to do that. The vibes are up. Tomorrow night, my parents are coming over for dinner. I really wanted to take them out, but they've been on me for me not inviting them over to my place in the last 8 months.
Yeah, I mean, you were there for like a year and a half.
So. They're like, do we get an invite to your place? I was like, let me take you up the street for dinner. Like, no! My mom wants to make something in the crock pot and bring it over. I said, that's okay, fine.
They're coming to your house and bringing dinner?
Yes.
Right. Host of the year.
I said, guys, let me take you out. My mom's like, no. What? Let me see the menu first of where you want to go. Okay, here. She's like, no.
She's like, we're so good.
All right, Ma. That's fine. They'll come over tomorrow night, hang out for a bit. But overall, yeah, vibes are up. I feel pretty good. It's election day. The temp is 75 for the high. We're getting paid on Friday. And, you know, every day above ground's a good day.
That's what they keep saying. You got to keep believing it.
What are your vibes this morning?
Vibes are okay. I have a very busy day. I'm just excited to, I don't know, go see my best friend who I haven't seen in a minute down when I go home to vote.
Yeah.
We're going to do dinner.
Oh, good.
Just have some solitude. Maybe just chat a little bit. Throw some chats.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Better talking to her.
I don't understand all the doom and gloom. Like the voting has not even taken place yet.
Oh,
like,
no, for sure. The voting is just one thing out of many things that actively depressed about. But all is well.
That's why we love you, Breezy. Mm-hmm. It is officially election day,
I know
how excited that makes some of you. While it gives people like Breezy crippling anxiety, but the good news is, 133,000 voters in Monroe County have casted their ballots, and so many more showing up to the polls today. If you are planning on coming out, do not do this one thing. It is prohibited by law. People have been getting turned away for doing this. I'll tell you what that is coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98.
On PXY Mornings, what's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate that. You got Moose and Breezy here. 75 for the high today, and it is the 5th of November, and it's officially election day. And I know just how excited this makes some of you, while it gives crippling anxiety to others. But the good news, though, is 133,000 voters in Monroe County have cast their ballots during early voting, and more than 26,000 have returned votes by mail. I mean, obviously, this does not count the amount of people that are going to show up to the polls today.
Right.
If you are planning on coming out, do not, I repeat, do not wear or display the name of the candidate, the party, or some sort of directional yes, no on how to vote for the props on your shirt. Those things are prohibited by law. You cannot show up with a t-shirt that says vote prop one. That is a no-no. It just
really okay.
And people try doing it, and they're like, "No, they won't let them vote. You're turned away. Come back. Change your clothes."
Oh, so they do make that. So they can come back.
Yeah, you want to come back and wait in line for another couple hours? Sure, that's on you.
Just take your shirt off.
That also is. When it comes to safety and security at polling sites, you got RPD, Monroe County. You got the Sheriff's Department, and even the town and villages that have their own police departments.
I never even thought about that. That's so crazy.
Yeah. All those police departments are fully aware of the 215 locations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they will be giving them special attention. They're going to be driving by. They're making sure that there's no issues. And of course, the inspectors and voters should know that if they see something going on.
Say something
at the polling sites. As for the integrity of your votes, I mean, once you put your ballot in the machine, boom, you can go home. You're done. You can't make any changes.
Right.
There's no, oh, I slipped up. No, no. Nothing can be done without being done in a bipartisan basis. Every machine, every card that is assigned to a polling site is listed and determined within the system. They're all barcoded, they're sealed, and they know exactly what is where and what has been returned. They keep track of everything. And the bottom line for those who will vote on Election Day today, if you have an issue and you are at the polling location and something happens, just ask for a site manager. That's all you got to do. Polls today are open from 6 a.m. to 9. They opened about 29 minutes ago. The first round of returns will likely be posted by 10 p.m. tonight, and that includes the early votes and the votes by mail that have been received so far. So if you haven't done so and you are registered, you know, get out there and vote, and good luck.
So I hope I can figure out where I'm supposed to be going. I should probably know this way ahead of time, but...
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, I know. It's at the church.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
A lot of the polling sites are. They're at your the town church there, wherever, whatever county you're supposed to be voting in.
Yeah.
Coming up in the show, this is a very interesting message from...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jillian, love can be the best feeling in the world, and in the blink of an eye, it can be the most terrible, painful thing you've ever felt, especially at the age of 12. Not only is this a new experience for Jillian's 12-year-old son, but it's a new experience for Jillian as well. I mean, what's a mom to do to turn that frown upside down on a child dealing with the most painful heartache ever? 585-252-9800. We'll get to Jillian's message for Parental Confidential coming up next.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Yeah, it does. Love can be the best thing in the world, and then in the blink of an eye, it can be the most painful thing you've ever felt. And I felt pain, but now I'm just like, I've been through it enough. I'm numb. I don't feel feelings anymore. My co-host thinks that's a sign that I may need therapy. But
no, for sure.
To me, it's just experience.
I've been telling you this for years.
You break up, you're back in the gym convincing yourself, yeah, I'll get that 4-pack. You get a new haircut and a wardrobe. Boom, you're a new person. They'll be calling you back in a month. And Jillian from Webster has a 12-year-old who is absolutely devastated, you guys. Take a listen to the message she sent yesterday. Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy. My 12-year-old son was dumped by his girlfriend yesterday morning at school, and he's devastated. Poor kid. I've never seen him so sad in all my life, and they were together for a total of 5 days. I know it's ridiculous and almost humorous, the poor kid is really suffering, and his heart has been smashed into 1,000 pieces. I know it will pass, but what can I do to help him? Unfortunately, his dad's in the Navy. He's overseas for another 2 months. That's hard. So I can't get him to have a chat. My other 15-year-old son thinks it's hilarious. So he's useless in this scenario. I just hate seeing my little guy so sad. I want to make him happy again, but he doesn't even want to talk to me, let alone a hug from me. This is just so out of the blue. I didn't even know he had a lady friend until yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't prepared for this at all. Does anyone have any advice?
She was absolutely blindsided.
The poor kid. Jillian, give this kid some waffles and a milkshake. I, too, was this 12-year-old boy.
Except this was last week. No, I'm kidding.
Girlfriend broke up with me after 4 days of dating, and you would have thought I lost a family member. You gotta just let him grieve in peace. He'll get through this.
You're like, what am I supposed to do with all these engravings?
Things remembered. Yeah, 585-252-9800. Guys, we've all been there. And I know to us, it's humorous, it's funny. But when you think back to your first heartache, that especially if you've never felt it before, mm-hmm. Oh, it's devastating. It's devastating. And you've never felt that, especially as like a little kid. You don't know how to cope with it.
You don't.
You think it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Your world is crumbling.
Beneath you.
Let's help this kid out, you guys. Hit us up, 585-252-9800. We'd love some advice from you. Jillian may be listening, her son too, so let's help him out. I'm down with, you know, just milkshake and waffles.
No, for sure. You have to get his mind off of it. Validate in some way, shape, or form.
Of course, validate his feelings. Let him know he's going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, turn him into a diabetic.
Don't spend too much time sulking and focusing on it.
Yeah, give him a couple days. Not a couple months, a couple weeks. Give them a couple days.
Right.
Because, man, those first breakups are really tough. Hannah, you remember your first breakup? How old were you?
I was like 18.
She's like, it was last week.
This is the other month. Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually currently going through it right now.
How long were you together?
2.5 years.
Oh, so that was your first real love.
First, yeah.
I know. But he was weird. He was weird.
Oh, you broke up with him?
No, he broke up with me.
Really?
Remember, yeah. he was like, we can only see each other once every 6 months.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, he put a limit on how often we could see each other.
That's a sign of true love right there.
Yeah.
Is this after he went away to school?
Yeah.
Okay.
We both did.
You both went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, it's tough when you're 18 and you go away to college because after that, especially if you're in separate schools, it's really tough to keep things going, especially when you want to live that college lifestyle.
Right.
All right, let's get over some text messages. Let's go over to Nancy. Nancy says, validate how he's feeling. I know as adults, these things are pretty ridiculous, but they are valid and painful ruptures for young people.
Mm-hmm.
So do what you like to do what you like. I don't know what she's saying there. When you lose someone important, love, care, time, something funny, something yummy, self-care, etc. But just let him know that you're there for him. Mike says, validate his feelings, especially if he's hurting. It's not silly to him. Looking back at your first breakup in high school, it was probably silly to adults as well. But he's not going to share his feelings again if he's the punchline.
Right. That's 100%. This person says, remind him of his worth. I mean, at that age, though, do you even know what worth means or what it is?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, when you encourage them and you tell your kids, like, hey, you're a great dude. This has nothing to do with you.
Right.
She's just insecure and selfish. And she's probably hooking up with every guy at school. I don't know, guys. I'm not a parent.
Big T. Huge T.
This is why my time with my niece and nephews are limited.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want you tainting our young boys. Yes. I think, listen, I agree with that parent who says you need to, like, nourish and coddle to a degree. Because if you were just like, rub some dirt on it, Johnny, he's never going to open up to you again. And then he's going to struggle alone. And you don't want that as a parent.
But we all got to go through it. We all have to go through it. And my father, when I told you about that breakup I went through, he did think it was silly because I would be in my room with the doors closed listening to Celine Dion, My Life Will Go On, whatever that song was.
My Heart Will Go On.
My Heart from Titanic. And mm-hmm. I remember hearing him laugh. He was laughing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now when I think back about it, I'm laughing too.
It was a little dramatic.
Ryan says, when I was 13 and was devastated by being dumped, my mom held me while I cried. And then she took me to go see Shrek. And my dad, in hindsight, trying so hard to take it seriously, told me that he was truly sorry I was hurting, and he gave me a big hug. But I was still sad for a while. But now, even at 37, I remember those gestures of comfort when I was this kid's age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great text.
This person says, yes, you have to give him moral affirmation. Self-confidence and understanding starts young. And if you don't start it with him now, he'll never have it. This person says, tell him there were other guys she dated before marrying their dad.
Yeah.
And elaborate on that. Emphasize that, you know, you have to try out a couple different trikes before you actually get settled on one.
Yeah, Lorraine says my 7-year-old got dumped by her first boyfriend recently after dating for 7 days.
7-year-old?
I felt bad for her, but it was hilarious.
Also, like...
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. Keep up the good work.
Shame on you parents for letting your kids date at age 5.
But this is, it's harmless. It's not dating. What do you think they're doing? They're
holding
hands at school.
It's getting younger and younger.
Nah.
The virginity rate is getting younger and younger.
That's not... I don't think that's what we're... doing here. That's not even close. Holly says, I'm so sorry. First breakups are so painful, and I definitely agree that taking him out for comfort food and maybe some recreation or retail therapy will do wonders for him. I mean, retail therapy does wonders.
Tom Walls.
Retail therapy does wonders for all of us, men and women.
Very true.
Remind him that he's young and many girls will come and go in his life, but you are his mother and you will always be there for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true. Remind your son that women are like RTS buses. One comes around the corner every 15 minutes.
Right.
Of course.
That's such a great comparison, especially on election day. Love that.
Hannah's rolling her eyes.
Hannah's like, I'm done with
right,
this.
Okay.
I think
we're done here. Thank you guys so much for all the messages, though. I mean, so relatable. This poor kid, he's going through it. He's hurting. But, Jillian, thank you so much for the messages this morning, and give your son some comfort food and take him out. I don't know. Buy him a PS5. Whatever you see fit.
Heads of Chuck E. Cheese. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever you see fit. We've all been through it. Thank you guys for all the messages. I know Jillian appreciates
it. He just
that.
Starts breaking up with a new girl every week to like get this big day out.
He's got plenty of time to get his heart broken, but he got the big one out of the way early. That's what counts.
Mm-hmm.
Lot to look forward to.
He did his big one.
All right, guys, we'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on the show. Thank you guys for the messages. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.